I said, I'm not a bit discouraged concerning you. Give you another 6,000 years, I think you'll get wired after a while, you know. You'll
give
begin
time,
to catch on.
Huh?
That was the last word.
I see. Why, I wonder if you'd tell me how you think these words should be used to indicate different times. For example, yesterday I saw you, today I see you. If I knew you well, I'd say I have seen you many times. We go to town every day, or we went to town yesterday, or we have gone to town many times. If we were talking about singing, you'd say then that today the lady what? A song. Today the lady
sang.
And yesterday she what?
Sang.
And she has
sung
that song many times. All right. If you're talking about buying groceries, you might ask, have the groceries been... You're talking about buying groceries. You might say, have the groceries been
bought?
And you say, yes, yesterday I...
I bought the groceries.
And if we're talking about eating apples, you might say, have all those apples been
eaten?
And you might say, yes, yesterday I
ate.
If you think of any alternate forms that most people around here use, you let me know. Will you, does anyone say, yes, yesterday I ate them?
I was going to bring that up.
Is that right?
Yes, I heard that.
You don't use it, but other people around
here. I don't use it very much now. I don't hear that. Don't hear that.
And if you talk about drinking coffee, you say, have you... What about your coffee?
Drink.
Have you what your coffee?
Drink.
And I might answer yes. A few minutes ago,
I drank.
And if we're talking about climbing trees, you might say to a boy, has that tree over there ever been
climbed?
And
some have heard him say clume.
Clume. And a boy, boy from Nichols might say, yes, last summer my friend, what's the tree?
I don't know if I haven't heard him say clum.
Clum? Last summer he clum it. If I were talking about doing some work, you might say, has that work already been
done?
And I might answer, yes, yesterday they
did.
And talking about dragging a stump out of the field, you might say, has that stump been...
I don't know if drug or drag is correct there.
Which do you
use? They say drug.
They say drug?
Drug.
It's just a natural conversation. That's what I'm interested in. And you say yes?
I still hear that a good deal of it, but I don't know if it's correct or not.
Well, I'm interested in not what's correct, but what people actually say.
What they're saying.
Yes. It's like your dialect stories. It isn't what's correct isn't interesting. It's what actually people say. I might answer yes. Yesterday we what the stump.
We did what?
Yesterday what did we do to the stump? We're talking about dragging it. Yesterday we...
Well, they say drug.
They drug it.
Past tense. Drag.
And if you're talking...
That's what they say.
If you're talking about riding a nervous horse, riding him, you might say, has that horse ever been
ridden?
And you say, yes, yesterday someone
rode him.
And if we're talking about ringing a bell, you can ask, has that bell been
rung?
And you say, yes, this morning they
rang the bell.
And if we're talking about rising, the rising of the sun,